You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yes, we're finally back. It's another week of the Urban Sports Scene. It's like a retro show. You know, it's been a long time. We haven't had this dude on the show for a while. I'm going to introduce himself. Go ahead. Introduce yourself, sir.
Yes, Fish is back. I've been on retirement. I'm kind of like Bill Cosby right now. You know, he came back and did his Comedy Central special, so I figured, let me come back and do my Urban Sports Scene special and come out of retirement.
Oh, so. Bill Cosby, though? Like, hey, explain that, man.
Everybody loved the pudding, but, you know, you got to come out of retirement sometimes. You know, pull up a chair and just do your thing.
You don't forget the family show. It's live, so we can't be cursing.
You know, I'm more grown and adult now since those days. You know, homes, children, you know, all those things. So, you know, I've kind of calmed down a little bit. So, but you know, I try to keep it PG now.
I know, because you are what you did in the past has been very influential to the urban sports thing. You know, the whole Donnell Dockett thing. You know, they had a lot of hits for us. You know what I mean? Like. In terms of, when you look back into the whole startup of the whole thing, I mean, you were very popular on the show.
You know what? I just try to do my thing, you know, try to help you guys out as much as I can. Unfortunately, I had to do an early retirement. I'm like Terrell Davis, you know, I had to step out in my prime a little bit at a young age. So, but you know what? I mean, I do miss you guys. You know, I always enjoy talking sports with you, Wally, so you know that.
Yes, yes. All day, every day, my man. It's the Urban Sports Center, and not on the iHeartRadio Network. We are now done with the iHeartRadio Network. I should call it like Urban Sports Scene Radio because we have our own thing. So we have our, you listen to us now live on the Urban Sports Scene page itself, which is www.walio.podbeam.com. First of all, let me make sure y'all take a shout out to my homie Darwin on Clutch Sports Radio. He has his own show. Make sure you visit his www.darwin-sports.com. Darwin gets an opportunity to interview some Redskin players. Actually, he's cool with Nick Sundberg, the long snapper of the Washington Redskins, and he usually has him on the show. He actually gave me the opportunity, I didn't take it, to interview Liddell Betts. I didn't get a chance to do it, though. But he wasn't a Redskin anymore at the time.
Is he upset that, like, Alfred Morris is killing in his old jersey number right now? Because right now, I kind of miss Liddell Betts, but Alfred Morris is killing his old jersey number, so I'm pretty sure.
Alfred has done a good job. Alfred is definitely, he's better off, he's better than what I thought he was. I thought last season Alfred was more of a fluke. I thought he was predicated more on RG3, and I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong, and I definitely was wrong.
That Miles is running good right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Also, make sure you listen to our homies, Voice of the Fan. Their podcast show is at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Voice of the Fan. The show was hosted by Alex, Jeff, and my man Adonis Jones. Cool folks. Show is very similar to ours. Make sure you check them out. And we have our show syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Applegee's. We really haven't done their show in a while. Spoke to a coach, and they said they're trying, you know, thinking about having their show back up. So hopefully they'll have it up, and we can do some special guest appearances on there. Make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. First off, I want to give a shout-out to the folks from This Date Is Over. Great event I attended on Saturday. My man Fish attended. Thank you for attending.
Yeah, I was in there looking good. And I'm not even going to lie. But, yeah, I was there. You know, great event. It's good to see young, professional black people out having a good time, enjoying themselves. Got to hang out with some old folks we went to college with. They came down from Baltimore. And, you know, as we always do, we just have a good time wherever we go. And it's always good when you go to a place and you see, you know, a lot of young black professionals just there enjoying each other's company and, you know, just looking a positive thing, looking like a Tyler Perry movie or something like that.
So basically, what you're trying to say is no ratchetness.
Oh, none of that.
Yeah,
this is a Tyler Perry function. This is not a Spike Lee function. This is a Tyler Perry function where it's like successful urban people, you know, in an environment, just enjoying themselves, having a drink, you know, just enjoying their company with each other.
Yeah, so make sure you check out This Date Is Over. The website itself, it's www.thisdateisover.com. Just puts out, you know, bad dating experience, so you can have an opportunity to blog, listen to the actual podcast itself. The show itself is hosted by Miss Marie, and She also produces most of the blogs on there. She's the manager of the site. She's everything of This Date Is Over. So make sure you check it out. And plus, she's an attractive young lady. So make sure, if anything, to see a picture of her, you got to check out the site anyway.
And you have another one, because I will say this. There were some very lovely young ladies at the This Date Is Over. There was one particular one that I just couldn't build up the courage to go talk to. The one, she was light-skinned, had a little bit of the cheeky eyes. And, you know, this one dude was kind of handcuffing her all night, so I couldn't have a chance to slide over.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to say it on the air. I'll tell you that in private, man.
The cheeky eyes.
She was light-skinned up against the other side of the wall. On the opposite
not the
side.
Host.
No, the other one. She was kind of short a little bit.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah. Thereby. I know what you're talking about. Anyway, yeah. Shout out to This Date Is Over.
I hope she's listening.
She may. Miss Marie has helped post on the Urban Sports Scene links about this show being live. So she probably is listening. You never know, man. So anyway, it's time for the pregame. Georgetown is 3-2. I believe they're 3-2. They defeated VCU, which was ranked 10th in the country over the weekend. Is this team? Do you feel that this team is better this year compared to last season?
No, because there's no Otto Porter. No, I think this team.
I disagree with that. But I'm gonna let you go first. I'm gonna let you go ahead.
I think that this team may eventually get better than last year's team because they'll be predicated on having a all-around team and not just relying on one player, but. I think right now, I mean, it was a good victory over, you know, Shaka Smart's team, but it's at the beginning of the year where you see upsets left and right in college basketball. Let's see this happen come February, you know, in the heart of, you know, do they even have the Big East anymore? I know they are.
They're all going through a divorce,
but.
Yeah, everybody's stressing.
You know, let's see this come February time. I mean, they have a talented enough team, but. Let's see how this keeps working. Let's see little John Thompson keep this running over, say, like February sometime.
Well, I will say this. I am, in terms of what I've seen, you know, my whole complaint about Georgetown is a big Georgetown fan. My whole complaint about Georgetown has been the lack of toughness. Even with an Otto Porter, yeah, he held it down for us as a scorer, as a skill player, but we lack toughness. And what I like about this team, I feel that we're tougher this season than we were last season. What I mean by that is we got Josh Smith, who's a big boy.
Neon Badeau.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he needs to lose some weight. But you see some meanness in there. There's some meanness there. The kid, Jabir Trywick, now who's in probably, this is his third year now playing for the Hoyas, a kid from Philly. He's tough. I just feel like he has more of an important role now since he's not going to be that role player. He's going to be a player now they need to lean on it to make an impact in games. So I just feel like this team off a mental level is tough. But hold on, you got it. Let's talk. I got to get the door for my boy Ray, finally.
It's a better team than last year's team, probably overall, because of what they've been able to pick up on and what they've been able to do. But, I mean, only the time will tell as the season goes on, as they continue to play and get into more conference tournament games and, you know, play tougher teams within their conference and stuff. But we'll see. But right now we have Cousin Ray just walked in the building. I haven't seen Ray in so long. He's probably going to talk about it as soon as the show's over so we can get back to normal of our relationship with each other. So,
yeah, it's good to have Ray back, man. I'm ecstatic. You know what I mean? Ray Jeezy back. Just put a chair right there, Ray. Just put one of those little handicapped chairs. It's not really that good anyway. I ain't going to lie. They can fall on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but so we're just talking about the Hoyas, Ray Jeezy. You know what I mean? You've been watching college basketball, haven't you?
Come on, man. Keep going.
I'm just saying, you've been watching
college basketball. I'll let you know what I know. Gosh.
I'm just saying, you've been watching college basketball, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so.
I watched Duke and Vermont.
Oh, how was that game real quick?
Vermont missed free throws. That's all that happened. Although Duke wasn't playing hard. That's what Coach K said. They didn't play hard.
Okay, because I didn't catch the game, and I was surprised at the score. Did you watch the game, the Vermont game?
I watched most of it.
I don't watch college basketball until tournament time.
Yeah, it's when the money's on the line?
Money's on the line.
All right, let's go to the Terps real quick. Maryland's 4-2. I mean, Randy, you like local squads like that anyway.
No, I don't. But not in college basketball.
Not really? So you don't like Maryland?
I mean, I like
you follow Maryland?
No, not really.
Okay, damn, but this defeats the purpose then.
But go ahead, though.
All right, Maryland's 4-2. From what you ever seen from Maryland, do you think they're a tournament team?
They could be. It depends on two people. Mm-hmm. Dez Wells being one.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now.
Now, you talking about the kid from Baltimore, Nick Faust?
Faust.
Okay.
He's a junior now, so it's up to him this season to lead his team. I mean, that's why he came to Maryland to be a star.
Yeah.
And so far, he's shown glimpses of it.
What about the kid from Superman?
Peters?
Yeah. Does he even get burned like that?
haven't been keeping up with them. I would like to, but unfortunately, I'm not a college basketball fan until March. But as far as the Terps, I mean, they're starting 4-2. That should be a good thing for them. Nah. But right now, can they be a tournament team? Only time will tell. I mean, can they get on a roll at the end of the year to find a way to get in a tournament? Because right now, I'm playing out the ACC. They're going to get as many teams as they want as long as you're a halfway decent team coming from a big conference. They're going to squeeze a decent enough team into the tournament.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt from the referees this year because they're leaving the ACC. Coach K is irritated with them. That's why Carolina and Duke are not coming here this year. They're going to be on the road for their toughest games in the ACC. And ACC is down this year, to be honest, in my opinion. State is not as good. Florida State was much better. I was speaking to NC State the first time. Miami is taking a step back.
What do they have? What, five or six legitimate teams?
The ACC and the Big East teams. So they're going to have – was it UConn?
That's coming up. We're talking about this season, though.
Is it UConn?
Is Syracuse in there yet?
No, not yet.
No, Syracuse in there. They are.
They're in the ACC already?
Yeah, they're now the Big East.
So they probably have what? You have Carolina, Duke, Syracuse, Syracuse. What, Virginia's playing better this year, aren't they?
Yeah, Virginia's supposed to be a tournament.
Yeah,
team.
They took a step back, too, though.
I think right now, man, you're probably looking at what?
Virginia's
maybe five teams right now you can probably think of off the top of your head that can probably make the tournament off the conference.
Put it this way, from a larger point of view, college basketball obviously is not what it used to be, although you have a few stars that are making it much more interesting, much more appealing to watch. But who was playing? I said Kentucky barely beat somebody. I can't think. It was a non-ranked team, though, at home.
Cleveland State.
They barely won.
I thought about you, too.
They barely won, though. Same thing with Duke. When does Duke beat Vermont by one at home? Jay Williams, Elton Brand, they beat them by 50.
Yeah. That was the thing that got me. It surprised me, Duke.
I don't care if you don't play hard. You still don't have a close game like that at Cameron against
– Talent should be able to win out and just blow them out easily.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Carolina, look what happened to them early this season, although that happens periodically.
Man, Duke need to put some Eastern Shore on their schedule so we can at least see a game on ESPN. And that's some ESPN 12.
Eastern Shore is actually decent this season.
They lost to who they played recently. They played to a – they played some –
Now, when they play Big School, they lose bad. Iowa beat them.
Iowa some burn for like a minute and 30 seconds where they were down by like 30 points, and I watched the game.
You really watched the game?
Yeah, I watched the game for 5 minutes, and for a minute and a half, they scored 3 straight baskets and gave them that was their best burn they gave
them. Other than homecoming, I cannot watch the show on ESPN at all.
This is probably the racist thing you guys are going to hear, and I can't watch a black college basketball team.
I agree. Sorry,
Gus.
The production sucks. The reductions of the game sucks.
What do you mean?
Like just, it just looks like
commentary?
It looks like an echoey game. It just doesn't look like an actual college basketball game. You watch on CBS or
you
ESPN.
Like you're watching a boys and girls game.
I watch every level. I watch high school. In high school,
it looks like a high school game. That's what it looks like to me. It's like a high school game.
But I mean, first of all, it's not
a public high school game.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. Seriously,
it's not as many people at the game. That's one problem.
Yeah.
Secondly, why would Gus Johnson do a HBCU? It doesn't make sense. You
throwbacks, man. When they used to become on BET, throwbacks.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No,
not at all.
Black college. You're not going to send your best commentators to do a D1 double
AAC
game.
Doesn't
make
individual.
Sense.
An up and coming individual or something would be better.
So where are we? College basketball?
We're about to leave college basketball. We're about to go to the boxing fight, which I didn't get a chance to see because I was out Saturday.
So that's
anyway.
A football already.
Nah, that's coming up.
Okay.
Dude, you weren't that late. Anyway, like I just mentioned, boxing. Manny Pacquiao defeated Brandon Rios on Saturday night. Do you think this puts Manny Pacquiao back in the Floyd Mayweather discussion?
No.
All right, explain. Fish had Fish thought the same thing before we started.
No. I mean, we had this conversation before. I mean, no. This is like, I mean, we said they're like a couple years past the window of opportunity for them to fight. Like, if they fought, the fight should be free to watch because, I mean, I don't think it'd be – I mean, it'd probably be an entertaining fight, but, I mean, the window of what you're looking for from both of them is probably gone. I'd rather have them go fuss with each other and hear Floyd's uncle argue and try to figure out what he's saying than watch these two fight. I mean, I think the window is closed for the opportunity to have that humongous payday that they were looking for.
Well, I mean, it won't be as big. If we're looking at it and comparing it to what we thought it could be a couple of years ago, then we're wrong. I mean, you'll be highly mistaken. I'm looking at it as it's still a big payday. I mean, Manny Pacquiao still has his supporters. Obviously, Floyd Mayweather still has his supporters, hands down. So to me, in terms of a money fight, it's still a big fight. Probably still the biggest fight out there.
For what was the purpose of him fighting Brandon Rios?
To get his name back. After you get beat by what happened to him with Marquez, he needed this.
Brandon Rios was coming off a loss. I understand he's a brawler.
Well, the thing about Brandon Rios is that he's an entertaining fighter. He brings the fight to you. He's not going to run away. And he does have power.
He curses and swings a lot. Yeah, and he gets hit a lot.
I'm just saying that if you look at him and what's the name? Oh, the dude from Denver. I forgot his name. But they had like the fight of the year. And Brandon Rios and him, they had like it almost reminds me of the Mickey Ward and Gotti fight. So you bring that, just like Mayweather. That's how Gotti got to fight Mayweather. You remember, like, it's how Gotti got to fight Mayweather. Same thing applies with Brandon Rios with Pacquiao. That propelled Brandon Rios to fight Manny Pacquiao.
I don't think that's how Gotti got to fight Mayweather.
It really is. That was the only fight. Who knew Gotti before Gotti and Ward?
No, but that was long after whole series with Mickey Ward was done.
That was kind of dumb.
But I'm just saying, that's what put him on the map. That's the
only thing. Man, it's not Gotti.
Gotti
was on the map.
Gotti was good before.
He sucked, but he was a punching bag.
Nobody
said he was good, but he
I felt like that fight put him on a level of being respectable, and folks like, okay, Gotti.
Mickey Ward? No.
No,
have you seen the movie they did about his life? Fights left and right at the beginning.
He sucks. No, Mickey Ward.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Mickey Ward, yeah.
He's not a good boxer. I mean, I just feel like, you know, this Pacquiao needed somebody to make sure his name is out there. I mean, this is the only thing I would say that, yeah, maybe Floyd probably isn't next, but you can still fight Marquez. And if you can beat Marquez, then, yeah, we can still talk about
Diego Corrales fought Luis Castillo. And they had like the fight of the century.
I agree. Yeah.
But when Diego fought Floyd, it was not a big deal, and he got knocked out. Castillo actually beat Floyd.
I'm not talking about the outcome.
No, I'm just saying. I don't understand how Pacquiao is trying to take a route to fight a brawler to get back to a level of respectability.
It's not about that. It's about looking dominant when you fight. So he beat a brawler who is still—he's not a prize fighter by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a good boxer.
You're pro Pacquiao.
Yeah, I'm pro Pacquiao, but I've already acknowledged that Floyd can beat Pacquiao. That's not anything about being pro Pacquiao or not.
That's how you know Mr. Long.
Yeah. So what I am saying is that this fight, we're looking at how to propel somebody into the spotlight and say, okay, you can fight Mayweather. It's not about beating Mayweather. That's not what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, you're allowed to fight Mayweather.
I don't think his goal is even to fight Mayweather.
We think his goal is then.
I don't know. Bob Arum has that.
Save the Philippines.
That control.
Yeah, that's true.
That is not funny.
Bob Arum has the truth.
That's his goal.
That's
a safe one right
now. That's no joke.
He just took out a big loan.
Yeah, it's no joke. That's the truth, though. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, I mean, but.
Man, they really want to make some money. Floyd and Manny fighting the Philippines on a boat or something. You know, let's make this more interesting. I mean, to me, boxing sucks right now. UFC is pretty much taking it way over. I mean, it's way more.
I can't watch UFC.
See?
I can't watch
that. I said that about 4 years ago on the show, and nobody listened.
I can't watch UFC. I can't watch that. I can't.
Nobody listened.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Man, wrestling is more entertaining right now.
Who watches wrestling?
You used to.
Wrestling?
You used to watch wrestling, but you can't watch UFC. And UFC is
I can't watch
realistic.
I don't watch
and they actually
that much.
Do break their bones.
It's stupid. It's no stupid.
Without
no
editing.
To me. It's like dumb as hell.
With UFC?
Yeah. I can't watch
that's
that.
Brawling. You won't watch Brandon Rios, but you won't watch UFC.
Yeah, I could watch
You won't
that.
Watch people that actually really have to know how to fight.
Man, all you gotta do is kick. We even fight using their feet. They're kicking you.
Now you tripping.
Kicking a knee in your jaw.
Well, go. Get in the ring with Ranger. That's that simple. Just kick.
Get in the ring with who?
Ranger.
Hey,
he was underground.
Hey,
UFC.
I ain't stupid.
I remember the squats that you did. I know my body.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I know my body.
He make it sound so simple. UFC is some of the best athletes in the world in UFC, man.
Hey,
John Jones.
I'd rather see
his brother. His brother's a football player, and he's not even the toughest player in his family.
Chandler Jones is his little brother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Ravens, right?
No, for the Patriots.
Who do you think is the toughest
person? And then Arthur Jones
is
his brother for the Ravens.
Exactly.
Part of football player.
Yeah. That's saying something, man. Football is a tough sport.
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm just probably a football player.
That's why you got to be a kicker or a punter.
Julio Jones is his cousin.
Julio Jones is his cousin? Shut up.
Start a rumor. Jacoby Jones.
Jacoby Jones.
It's a whole lot of Joneses, man.
Isn't there Jones everywhere?
Probably.
It's like an Akinzo in Nigeria. It's like everywhere. It's like Jackson.
Y'all are like Johnsons and
like
Williams
Jackson,
over
yeah,
there
exactly.
And Jacksons.
Exactly.
And Smiths. And
this is the pregame right here?
Yeah, it's pregame.
When is the first commercial? So I go over my chips.
It's about to come right now.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we about to go to commercial break. So Ray can eat his chips.
Man.
Yeah, so you can just, anyway, yeah, so Ray can eat his chips.
You didn't see the fight, but you put that on here.
Of course. I got to. Who do you think Pac is going to fight next before I go on commercial break?
Floyd Mayweather's baby mama. I'd rather see that fight.
Oh, man, you're the worst. Anyway, it's time for commercial break for real, anyway. When we get back, we'll be talking about the sorry Redskins. Nah, that's all I'm going to say. Sorry,
can we
Redskins.
Talk during commercials?
I'm going to put them up the whole thing down so we can talk. So we can talk.
All right, thank you.
Anyways, the Urban Sports Scene, now on the Eyes Radio Network, Urban Sports Scene Radio. Catch ya. Deuces.
This is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked him, Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that I had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all, appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep, you know, we'll keep the lift coming.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes. Something on the Eyes Radio Network. I'm about to screw up again. Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene, not on the Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you catch us on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. That email was made by Ray Jeezy originally. So make sure you email us right up there. And also, you can listen to us on the Sports Credit Podcast Show. At Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan. Anyway, did any of y'all get to catch that terrible Monday night game with the Washington Redskins and the 49ers?
I didn't watch it, but everybody I talked to in the barbershop earlier, and I compared Willie Beeman to RG3. They agree with me 110%.
You said that. You said it when I talked to you earlier, too.
It's the truth. All the commercials, you know what I mean? Nice season.
All in.
Willie Beeman only had a few games.
All
but
in.
If you equate that to real life, that's a season.
It's for a movie.
Exactly. Disrespecting his coach.
You are so dirty.
Bring back good memories. No, but you know what, though? My sources, I have good sources. Ask Wally about the rest of the hospital thing. they're saying that. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Don't worry about it. No, you're good. Don't worry about it. It's the stupid.
I pay my bill, man.
They're saying shut that, up.
They're saying that Dan Snyder and RG3 are tight.
Yeah, they are tired.
And this is why RG3's father was in the locker room last night, because the big disconnect between him and the coaches. Offensive line is obviously bad, but there's something else going on. Also, I want to add that there needs to be a shark in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? He needs somebody. Clint Portis is needed in that locker room. Somebody who's going to stand up to him. In the
mean a shark? Okay, like a dog. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, what? Shark LeVay, that was his name, right? And right. Lawrence Taylor. He needs a
break.
Oh,
you're talking about for Wednesday. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, because RG3 basically took the locker room over once he arrived in D.C., man, because they were so bad. But who can step up to him? Santana Moss is, like, too small, even though he's an authoritative figure in a sense. He's a veteran. But he doesn't have any dominant personality in there other than himself. London Fletcher's a nice guy.
He likes London. He listens to London.
I don't think London has enough.
You know what? He does, because London's done. So does it really matter? Like, London can't cover nobody. Truth be told, to me, this whole situation, the whole father thing was all blown out of proportion. That was something stupid. Your father came to, I mean, to
no, it's not.
It's stupid. No, it is. I'm seriously. I think
Derrick Rose's brother come to a Bulls locker room.
Who cares?
You gotta hear something about it.
I mean, no, that's overblown to me too. I'm not even arguing that. It's overblown. My whole thing is overblown. Your dad comes to talk to you. Who cares? That's your dad. Like, in the grand scheme of things, is it that bad? Is that news? Like, seriously, is that news? I felt like
when you're 3-9 or 3-8, it is.
Dude, like leaving work today and listening to the radio, and it was like, oh, like RG3's father came to, he's in the locker room after the loss. And I'm like, who cares?
I care.
I
want to know what's going on.
Would you go to your son? Like, if your son had if your son was getting pounded on, like, you saw how the Niners were hitting them left and right. If your son was getting pounded on, you were at the game, you wouldn't go to the locker room and see how your son was doing? I'm just asking.
Where has he been all season this week?
No, I mean, this game, if you watch this game, what I'm saying, they said according to folks, I mean, some Redskins players, that he's always at the game. Now, does he go in the locker room? It's totally different. But he's always at the game.
I mean, what's the big deal about him being in the locker room?
That's what I'm saying. That's always my point.
I mean,
what's
it's
the big
different
deal?
Than he's standing on the sideline with a clipboard and a headphone.
Yeah, that's my point.
I trust people who are closer to the team than us three. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who's your source?
It doesn't matter. A good man never reveals sources. But anytime his father makes news, it's for making comments that basically are in contrarian to what Shanahan says in the media.
Does
so,
it?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Your dad comes to see his dad.
Your dad doesn't support you. When Dwight Howard's father came out to support him with Kobe, if you would have seen him in the locker room a few years later, it's going to be news.
It wouldn't matter to me.
To you.
As I'm saying, like, your dad could be anywhere.
In the grand scheme of things, it's much bigger than Wally and Kenzo.
Chris Cooley used to have his brother go to, like, in the locker room all
Chris
the
Cooley's
time.
Chris Cooley's not RG3. He's very irrelevant.
It's brother.
Let's not go back to the Chris Cooley saga because we know he's not a good football player.
No. He is a good football player. That's a
well,
terrible
at the
thing
end of his career, he wasn't.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Aaron Hernandez just messed me up going
to
Chris Cooley.
Let's stop it there. But no, the grand scheme of things to me,
all right,
that's not a story.
Okay, is he relevant? So we shouldn't even talk about it.
Yeah,
So moving on, has the team given up? Because that's what everyone's saying. They've quit on Shanahan. It's time for Shanahan to go.
Yeah, I think they've given up on Shanahan. I would have given up on the dude a long time ago.
He just got y'all to the playoffs last season.
All right, no.
He didn't.
No.
He contributed.
Yeah. Kyle was actually a more integral
part of that.
All right,
other than a 7-game winning streak.
Nothing.
Exactly.
I already know your question. Nothing.
All right.
Well, you should have known when the Broncos got rid of him.
That's my point. I'm just saying.
He's pretty much even when he was with the Broncos, he had John Elway and Terrell Davis. So that was pretty much the reason why he won.
Mm-hmm. Aiden McCaffrey, right?
Yeah, that's the reason why he won. In Denver, he couldn't stack any talent for any of the drafts. Uh-huh. I mean, he had first round busts left and right. And then he finally did get a quarterback in Cutler.
Yeah.
He didn't really do too much with Cutler. So, I mean, I don't know what they were really expecting from him.
He's validating that he can coach the run game.
Yeah.
However, if you get rid of Shanahan, which I don't necessarily agree with, I'm back and forth on whether I like him or not, where do you go?
That's a good question. That's a valid question.
It's not a lot of
rumors.
We talked about this earlier.
Because you have RG3 as your quarterback, right?
Uh-huh.
So, now everybody's saying that maybe they should get the guy from Baylor.
Art Briles.
Who... Now, I mean, RG3 ran. He has RG3 knows the system.
What
and
system?
Now, if you break it down, like I said, who cares?
We talked about this. Uh-huh. System. They have no route tree. They didn't even have audibles.
To be fair, if you look at all his wide receivers in the NFL, they've produced. All of his wide receivers have produced in the NFL.
Well, what's Bruce Allen's job is what I want to know.
He's a salary cap dude. It's his job.
That's what I'm saying. That's a problem for me.
His job is to manage the salary cap, but he's done a good job. You know, for what we've had to deal with, he's done a good job at that. Within that aspect, I give Shanahan credit to a point where he's made us younger. That's it. That's as far as it goes.
No, he had a good draft. He had a good draft.
Did he make you guys?
Yeah.
Younger?
Compared to where we were before, now we got to look at the comparison. Compared to where we were before, yes. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's the truth. I'm not a Shanahan fan by any stretch of the imagination. But all I'm saying is that if we're gonna look at what he's done in D.C., the dude has lost every year, but a winning streak. That's it. So to me, does he warrant one more season?
What is this? Play it out. Third year.
It's fourth year.
This is fourth.
5 year. Five is coming. His last year of his deal is next season. Does he even warrant coming back? Does it warrant him? Does Snyder say, okay, he deserves to come back?
Snyder come back next year.
He has to come back next year because in Snyder's era, he's never let someone finish the contract.
I agree.
Never.
Zorn didn't. I thought he had a 2 year deal. He got out of here like after what?
You might be right. I'm not going.
No.
Zorn Luke because. I think Zorn at the most time was a 2 year deal.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
I mean, if Zorn signed a 1 year deal, he's got to be stupid. No. I don't know.
Regardless, Zorn shouldn't have been a head coach.
Yeah, that's true.
But let him finish out. You have one season left. What else could go wrong? What's the worst that could happen? You lose? The fans are used to it, unfortunately.
Hey, listen, this is coming from somebody
who wants Clowney next year. You know? Because our season is done. Their season in Atlanta is done.
Yeah, it's okay. You can say, you're a fan. Don't do that. You're a fan.
I don't play.
Don't do that Will stuff. That's what Will does. Don't do that stuff.
It doesn't matter.
That's a team. Root for him, man. Ain't no such thing as a team being good forever. So just root for him. Because I know I had some terrible years as a Cowboy fan.
I'm not rooting for my team.
I had many bad seasons. It's not about that. It's just a matter of I cannot comment on somebody else's team. They root for about being sorry, basically, and not acknowledge that my team isn't good either.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I even mentioned Atlanta. But since I'm here, I have to hear about the Redskins so often, I have no choice but to have my various opinions on all the chaos that goes on every season. But I don't understand why the locker room becomes so dysfunctional all the time. This happened with Portis and Haynesworth. I mean, it's just always a circus, basically, around the team. That's what I don't understand. I don't get that.
Well, is it because
just
of
lose type? And have fun, like the Jaguars.
Is it because of the type of players they keep bringing in?
Lose and have fun.
Once you get to a point where you're out of playoff contention, you might as well enjoy the season.
There's no such thing as losing and fun. I can't put that together.
What are the Redskins playing for? Because they keep losing. All they do is
have you ever seen some of the worst?
Watch
Jones Drew at the Pro Bowl. He looks so excited to be there. You know what I mean? Because
he's not playing with the Jaguars.
Well, I'm just saying, when he was.
You got to accept it.
My point. Dang, what am I talking about when he was? exactly. That's my point.
I mean, at the same time, the Jaguars are a different franchise than
you
the Washington
Jesse
Redskins.
Tuggle? I was a Jesse Tuggle fan when I was a kid. When he went to the Pro Bowl, he's excited to be around some winners. Not Bobby Hebert and
Jeff Rutledge. You are the worst, but Jeff Rutledge. Why you got to mention Jeff Rutledge?
I don't know. I have a disdain for certain people who played here. So that's my whole thing. But no, seriously.
Well, Stan Humphries. Why you just mention Stan Humphries? That's a better backup.
He went to San Diego and was awesome. So Jeff Rutledge had one game.
Kerry Coughlin.
Yeah. Horrible. Richie Pettibone. That whole era. You know, I like Richie Pettibone.
I like Richie
Tony
Pettibone.
Banks and the rest of those guys.
I actually like Tony Banks.
Really?
I'm pro black quarterback. Y'all already know
that.
Was he black?
He was like Mexican. he was black.
Banks is not a Mexican.
He looked like Miguel, though. He was
like Miguel. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he looked like he could play on the game or something. He could
the game,
be a good quarterback.
Ain't no Jason Pitts.
No Jason Pitts.
Jason Pitts.
Go back to this question. Everybody.
Even no blue.
Oh, go ahead, man. Shut up. Don't even go with that. Go ahead. Back to what some Redskins fans are kind of begging for. Should Kirk Cousins just starts going down the end of the season?
No.
What? No.
All right, my brother raises the point because he's pressed. He's like, okay, let's play him to raise his stock.
He doesn't have any stock. To be honest with you,
to give him some stock,
he won't have it.
Okay.
Because of next year's draft class, the most amount of stock you probably get out of him is a third round pick.
All right, real quick.
That's a great point.
Real quick.
I mean, are you that much impressed?
I know, I agree with that. I'm not arguing with that. Are you that much impressed with next year's draft class?
Well, it's not about me being
after watching them play. After watching them play, they are not as
because the draft class is considered deep.
Quarterbacks, though. I'm talking about quarterbacks.
It's so deep. It's kind of like we'd have had two pretty much huge quarterback draft class within the 2 years. So it's not a lot of teams really in a need
for a quarterback
as much as people think. I mean, even though Atlanta's pretty much going to wind up with a top. They don't need a quarterback.
They don't clown it.
They don't really need a quarterback. Looking at probably four teams that need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is that?
The Texans,
the Jaguars.
The Raiders need a quarterback?
They're starting
Gabbard is done then.
Basically. Yeah, Gabbard is done. Gabbard is
so
done.
So you're looking at less than
and really, and sure. really maybe the Browns. Maybe the Browns.
I thought they still invested in Whedon.
So
nah,
so what's that?
They
four teams?
They really are. They're starting Jason Campbell. They're so done Whedon.
And you look at the draft class. I mean, they keep talking about maybe
Tampa needs a quarterback. Did y'all say
no? They like McGlinnon.
That's ridiculous.
But we'll see.
But that's good for us.
He's the best.
You know, he just blew us out though.
So you don't really have
a good couple stretches. That's why, huh?
You don't really have a lot of teams that need.
That's a great point.
No,
and then this draft class is supposed to be. They say 10 deep.
It was supposed to be beginning of the season.
Two or three rounds.
Beginning of the college season, it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But then when everything, like Teddy Bridgewater, I like Teddy Bridgewater, but he doesn't look as good as I thought he was going to be coming in.
You know what? It all depends.
And Louisville quarterbacks kind of scare me anyway at the same time. They do. I ain't going to lie. They scare me.
I guess we'll have to see him once he faces, if he goes to a BCS bowl game, see what it's like playing a top.
I guess who they lose to was it Rutgers? Who did they lose to their first game? Kind of annoyed me when I watched them play. You know what? No, actually, you know, I feel bad for him because he kind of reminded me of what's name last season. Because it really wasn't on him. It was really it was more of his defense than him. Reminds me of how
Russell Wilson can be successful. Who I love. Don't get it twisted. He can be successful in the league.
I'm not saying he can't be, but from what scouts were talking about, and I wanted to actually sit and watch him. I sat and watched him play.
You're probably not as big as impressed with him.
Yeah, not from what I thought it was going
to
be.
He hasn't done anything to just be like, yo, he's the number one.
Yeah, especially the caliber, the competition he's seen. I'm like, you should dominate even more.
And they're more of a running team than a passing team to even begin with.
I do see skill. Don't get me wrong. I see skill. I'm not saying that he's going to be a bust. I'm just saying, like, the way they were hyping him up, you would think it was like he was the next Luck RG3-ish player coming out of the draft. That's what I'm saying.
He's like a more Peyton type quarterback for real, just by all the attributes.
I'm not saying that.
Not skills, necessarily. But.
So that's where I was at.
Anytime somebody is hyped up, you're going to really take a closer look
at him. Yeah, look at him.
Exactly.
I look at,
you have a very skeptical eye whenever someone has
I
don't care if it's a little league baseball player if somebody gets hyped, be like, I need to check this person out.
I gotta check him out. I wanna see
if you don't see him, you call like, hey, is he really that good?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
But all these come into play as far as if you play Kirk Cousins, do you get anything out of him? Which is no.
What pick would you get out? What pick do you think he
and
you
the best
get
you're gonna get is a third round pick, and then you have to find a team that's pretty
much. You think get a second round pick?
No. Reason why, if you're going to give up a second round pick, you might as well draft a quarterback. Reason is, what's the difference between Kirk Cousins and a couple years ago when everyone was happy over Matt Flynn?
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Flynn got cut by three teams.
All right, but what you get from Matt Flynn, though? You got like a what?
Matt Flynn was
like a second round, right?
Matt Flynn was supposed to be, he hit free agency.
Oh, free agency, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What's the difference between Matt Flynn, but
the asking price was high, though. No, it wasn't. Actually, it wasn't. I'll take that back.
Eagles traded to Arizona.
Why get rid of Cousins, though?
Huh?
Why get rid of him?
We're losing a draft pick, man.
What draft pick?
St. Louis Rams
you
are getting our
for
pick.
For a reason.
Are getting our pick. I need a draft. I need a right tackle.
You need a valuable backup.
Well, you're not
going
to get him with a trade of Cousins.
I don't want.
You're not going to. I mean, the most you're going to get is a third round pick. You're not going to get a second round
I think
pick.
A second round.
If you start Cousins, RG3 is done in D.C.
You might as well let him play and then trade RG3. And get at least some of your value back for the first round you got for him.
I would never trade RG3. I would never, ever trade RG. Even though he pisses me off, I would never trade that dude. Because I know he has ability.
My name is Billy.
Subway commercials ain't nothing but them pro shakes.
Hey, I would never. I would trade Kirk Cousins, though. Anyway.
It might be the Adidas brand.
All right. Looking at the personnel, what do you think the Skins need to do in the offseason to improve their team?
Offensive line.
All right, what?
Interior and a right tackle, because Ahmad Brooks was just...
That was too easy.
Oh.
That was too easy.
Man, he was like attached to the hip for RG3. And as far as the interior, pretty much the entire right side of the line outside of Trent Williams.
They Sharman type dudes. That's my part.
What do you feel about your linebacking core as a whole?
Oh, that's easy. Oh, I won't even lie to you. The middle linebacker is some garbage right now. And y'all know who it is. It is what it is. He's some garbage right now.
The one named after a city?
There you go. Perry Riley is good. I'm good with Perry Riley. I'm good with Kerrigan and Arapo at the ends. I'm good with that. The weakness is the middle linebacker. True be told, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind that first pick in the second round to be a middle linebacker. I wouldn't mind it at all because your middle linebacker is your quarterback of your defense. If he can't run sideline to sideline, if he can't defend tight ends, if he can't defend running backs out the flat, what is he doing out there? London Fletcher's missed tackles. True be told, all that inspirational leading crap. That's cool. Being a leader, that's cool. That's
great. I
think
Tom is finally caught up.
It's good. And you know, it's funny because you know everybody. You know, London Fletcher is the first to tell you that. All right, well, I can do like my stats are comparable to Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis lost a step.
when his last season in the NFL, but he wasn't this bad.
His last three seasons.
Yeah, but yeah, last three seasons. But he wasn't this bad. All right.
No, he tackled people.
Exactly.
When they were in front of him.
Exactly. Yeah. He wasn't this bad.
If you were in the arm reach of Ray Lewis, he's going to
break you down. Break you down.
The other thing that helped Ray Lewis was having Ellaby. People didn't really understand how good Ellaby actually was until he left. And then you had, you know, Suggs and those guys up front. And then you have, you know, his D-line. But right now, I mean, we've talked about this before. Would they benefit more from going back to a 4-3 and actually Kerrigan and Arakpo and putting their hands down?
The only reason why I don't like
– exactly.
And I agree with that, too. And the only reason – what pisses me off about, you know, the defense is that, all right.
That's going to happen.
But you watch the 3-4. You watch the 3-4. Even, like, 3-4 with the Cowboys, when they used to run the 3-4, a 3-4 with any dominant outside linebacker. They rarely had him in passing situations playing the flats. They barely had the linebackers out there. They would find ways to scheme so other folks would check the flat.
And usually when it was rushing in, pretty much hide something.
Exactly.
Or, you know,
and it'd be rare though. It would be rare if you had him in the flat. With Haslett, the dude would have a rack pole or Kerrigan in the flat. I'm like, dude, you're losing out on your best pass rushers.
Particularly the
right doing it. Exactly.
Not a very good.
Why having this? Yeah. Why even put him in that position? You put as a coach in any sport, you put your players in the best position to succeed. But by putting him in the flat, you put him in a position to fail. So anytime I hear fans are like, "Oh, Arakpo should have called this that." Is Arakpo a safety? Arakpo had his hands on the dirt in the ground. So why is he playing out? Why is he playing?
Still messing with the caveman.
Yeah, I think so.
I will say this, though. You do need to evolve your game.
I agree.
As you enter each season.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You have to learn new things. You have to be able to adapt to changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not an excuse. You know, his strength is obviously rushing the passer. But, come on, he can be decent at coverage. I mean, he's horrible.
But would you, all right, for instance, would you have, all right, Alden Smith play coverage often? He's not. That's
I'm not saying often. I'm just saying in general.
I mean, you're gonna. I mean, it's
going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's pretty much.
I'm saying, but you would have it. You would have it in a particular situation. You would have it a lot.
You're
probably
saying they put it.
I think they do it too much. They do it too much.
It's a coaching thing. Yeah, Haslett's gone. We know that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep putting him in flats. Anytime I watch it, when I'm watching a Redskins game, and I see, okay, if it's a Arakpo's not in the flat, I see Kerrigan in the flat. It's dumb. Like, no, they should both be rushing the passer. Period. Is that easy? And then you know Arakpo's limited in moves. You do. You know he's limited in moves.
So pretty much you wonder if Skinner's to go after what?
So
some linemen?
Haslett is flexible, though.
Yeah,
he will change versus Mike Nolan, who has been stubborn with freaking undrafted people this year. Anyway, sorry.
No, you good. No. What would I want? First off, truth be told, I wouldn't mind having a male linebacker. Secondly, if I couldn't get a male linebacker, I want a right tackle. And a guard, I'll get a guard in the third round. Period. I'll get a guard because guards, you can get guards.
Guards come a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
My problem is you need to stop looking.
See, that's my problem with Shanahan is that he looks at guards for his scheme. Like, okay, they can run, they're small, they'll cut block, whatever. But like I've been saying, we're a different mode of athletes. These big boys can run. These big boys they're strong. You can't have these little Charmin guards playing for you. You need to have a big, stout guard who can run and pass pro.
Particularly in a division.
Exactly.
Because NFC East.
It may be some garbage, but you
Nick
still got
Patrick
big boys.
Fletcher Cox is killing for the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And Jenkins and Cullen, well, both Jenkins for the Giants are pretty much killing right now. So you need some type of somebody stout and inside to hold
you
the
need,
court
now. You watched the Redskins Cowboys game. Like, we played them in Dallas. We was a quarterback. It was a quarterback draw from RG3. Wilt Montgomery to center. Dude is bigger than what's the middle line? Lee. Dude tries to clip him rather than just mauling him over. Reason why we didn't score a touchdown? Because he's soft. We got these dudes have a soft mentality. Like all my years of watching the Redskins play for years. One thing about anything, our line may not be the best pass protecting line. There's some mean dudes though. There will be some mean dudes. They may not be really good in pass protection, but there's some mean dudes and they will maul you over if they get a chance to do it.
And with y'all being a run team, you would think you would go after that a little bit.
Yeah, but the guards are soft and that's the issue. And then they need a tackle. But I'll go right tackle because I'm a big fan of getting bookends before anything. So get a right tackle. And then fill in with some guards. You need to replace Chester and Corey Lindensteiger. If you can get a center, I'm cool with that too.
Well, you can find those guys anywhere in the draft. What other thing you might want to look at is, if you go on defense, how about putting a legit corner, a real future corner outside of Amerson? I mean, I like him, but
I like D-Hall.
Really?
I like D-Hall. Actually, I like D-Hall's had a great season this season, and people know I hate on D-Hall. He has a great season,
but he's almost done.
Yeah, I know. I'm, don't get wrong, but I think D-Hall warrants to come back. I would bench the chubby cornerback, the Khalid Elamine of cornerbacks, and Josh Wilson. I would bench him and never let him play again. I've never seen a fat cornerback in my life, and he does it well. I'm sorry, like that dude shouldn't. He got torched against San Fran. They picked on him nonstop,
and he got torched by slow receivers.
Exactly.
Quick question. Have there been many RG3 Kaepernick comparisons since last night?
Not really.
Because initially, that was the big matchup going into the game.
That's the reason it was on Monday night.
Kaepernick versus RG3. And everybody, you know, who is not a Redskins fan is going to say Kaepernick is better and Alshon, which is ridiculous. However, I just wanted to know, is there any grumbles about that? Because I don't keep up with the 49ers. I don't like Kaepernick.
All right, let me break this down. Honestly, for like the whole Kaepernick, Russell, RG3. RG3 is struggling, hands down. But do you think, now this I like to put people in situations. Do you think Kaepernick can be successful in with this Redskins thing?
No.
Do you think Russell could be effective with this Redskins
thing? I think
thing?
Andrew Luck just showed how injuries
Russell,
can impact
yes,
you.
Kaepernick, no.
I don't think Russell could be.
Reason why, well, the
because
only
that defense,
real
because if you look at Russell's
he's
stats
in
for real,
way.
Exactly.
He's a manager to a degree.
Seattle's defense is what makes that team go.
But think about
it. And the offensive line is better.
Yeah.
When he was at Wisconsin, it's pretty much no different.
No, I'm not arguing that. No, I'm not arguing. But
I mean, that's the type of quarterback.
When he has bad games, but say with Russell, because Russell has bad games. When he has bad games,
they still win.
Because you want, because they win, there's no negativity to it. Because they win. RG3's defense is horrible. Special team sucks. Offensive line is horrible.
Well, hold on. The expectations are obviously different.
Yeah, I agree.
Number two pick.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Number two pick, who's also people were viewing as probably could have been a number one.
I will agree with you. Andrew Luck, I think he'd be better.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I will not say Russell Wilson and Kaepernick. They're in better situations.
Even Kaepernick is in a better position.
Yeah.
At the same time,
absolutely.
Both of those, when those two guys came in the league, they didn't come in the league with the hype of Robert Griffin.
Exactly. The difference between Luck and I'm putting Luck in this discussion. The difference between Luck and those two individuals, that Luck's defense is in the middle of the pack.
Mediocre.
Yeah. Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, they're top five defenses.
Andrew Luck walked right in the candlestick or whatever.
Exactly.
RG3 and Russell Wilson used to be similar from a personality standpoint as well. RG3 is now on that Willie Beeman stuff. Whereas, you know, I'm trying to think of the starting quarterback on any given Sunday. I can't think of his name. Cap Rooney. There you go.
Cap Rooney.
That's Andrew Luck.
Well, that's Andrew Luck. Why?
Just saying, he's a mature guy. You know what I mean?
You called him. Why you call him Cap though?
That's his name. Cap.
Yeah, bro, I know it is. I know what I'm saying. Why are you comparing him to Cap? He's a young player. He's a vet.
I'm just saying from his personality. I got you
because he's like more of the.
And he's white. That's what you were getting at. That's what you were getting at.
I'm glad you said it. I was just making sure.
I mean, typically they don't make a diva in a movie a white quarterback. Except for Lance Harbor, if you count that. That was his first trip to the strip club. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to add to it. It's a lot of talk about the Redskins, though.
It's too much anyway.
Forgot why I left this show, man.
Hey, man.
Sick of this mess. How long have we been talking about the Redskins?
I don't know, man. We still have one more part. I mean, I got to cover
what is it?
What? Dang, Drake. So what is it?
You have like a nice transition.
I know.
We've been on this.
Oh, the Giants. Go to Giants. It's Giants game. People don't even care.
Oh,
about
man.
It's a Sunday night game. That's what I'm saying. It's a Sunday
night
game.
Why the flex schedule happening to this game?
Exactly.
That's true.
Why not?
Look, I feel for you, man, because
I don't want to see
Atlanta. Atlanta's in prime time, unfortunately. They were against the Saints.
They moved them.
Yeah, recently. But I'm talking about against the Saints on Thursday night. They kept them there.
Yeah, they kept them there.
And they didn't disappoint.
What's a good game?
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
That's all I'm going to say. It was an entertaining game.
Yeah, it was good. I thought you all was going to win, to be honest with you. I hate New Orleans. I was rooting for you guys.
No, I don't like New Orleans either, but still, I'm just saying, that game shouldn't have happened.
All right, let me ask you, why are they playing on back-to-back prime games?
That's what I want to know. You can't flex that?
Robert Griffin III.
No, he's done. Down on the head,
son of last year.
He's done, man. He's done.
His pop's going to call NBC now, and that's not going to be a story, though, because he's probably just recommending that they continue to support his son. That's just ridiculous.
You notice his dad is heard but not seen. I don't know what he even looks like.
Does he never see his father before? Yeah, looks like
he doesn't look.
All right, to shift the conversation real quick.
No, he looks like more his mom.
To shift the conversation, though.
I think.
How come Dallas gets Oakland this year?
I know.
They got destroyed last year on Thanksgiving.
They rotated every other year.
Every
other Thanksgiving, they either get a good
team
or
bad team.
That's not fair, man. Because last year they got the Saints.
Redskins last year.
You played us last year.
They rotate them around. They got to make sure they get 1 year.
No, last year was supposed to be the bad team because they thought nobody knew the Redskins would be good.
Yeah, sure.
They have to do the Redskins like every couple of years.
Why did they screw the Lions then?
The Lions always play the
Lions. The Lions always get a Jaguars.
I know.
The Lions always usually get an NFC.
The Lions go to CBS or they're always on Fox?
That's a good question. They rotate around.
When are they going to change this? When are they going to change Dallas?
You know why? Because everyone plays on Thursday now.
That's true.
Dallas
has the biggest following.
The Ravens Steelers game, that's a good game. The Ravens Steelers game, that's a good game.
On Thanksgiving?
At night.
After everybody fall and fall asleep. What I'm saying is, I don't mind Dallas. They have a huge following. Probably the biggest following nationwide in all 50 states. You're going to find Cowboys fans everywhere. But Detroit, why is Detroit still on primetime?
Because they
on Thanksgiving.
I will not lie. It used to be great.
That's the only reason why they even.
John Madden started it too, bro.
I will not lie.
He's an outback.
Detroit. I was a fan of seeing Detroit.
When Barry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only time you saw.
Because
Barry.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you see Barry play. That's the only time you see Barry play.
Okay, Barry's been gone for how long?
I didn't see Megatron.
There's kids out here don't know who Barry Sanders is.
That's a damn shame.
Does his son even play?
Yeah, he's running back for Stanford. He didn't burn because he wasn't getting burned when I watched him play.
You don't watch college football.
I do. I watched Stanford just for that dude.
Right now you're playing behind better running backs, but next year
Stanford has a good team. That's
I know. I know. So I'm saying he doesn't play like I thought he would.
Next year you hear more about.
Thank you. I've been waiting to see this dude play. Anyway,
still, I mean,
we need to change the Thanksgiving schedule. I'm serious.
So what?
I mean, rotate it more often.
Like other teams should play.
Yeah, I would love to see Peyton Manning or Tom Brady on Thanksgiving.
I kind of like the night game.
They play the Lions.
That's the problem.
Like, one year when he played the Lions, he scored like 7
times.
What is the drought that they're in right now? They haven't won on Thanksgiving in how long?
They lost last.
They lost at least like the last 8 years.
You ain't lying.
Let's check it. Commercial.
During the commercial,
because I want to know.
All right, it's
time. We need to switch this up.
All right, time for commercial break. We'll be back to answer Ray's question.
They should have Kwame Kilpatrick play for the Lions.
Oh, my
God.
Hey, that's Andre Ware, Rodney Pete, Scott Mitchell.
All right, we get back.
Can the list go on? I'm just saying the question.
All right, man, we get back to commercial break. We'll talk
Metatron
more
is NFL. He stinks.
It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Julio
on the Urban Sports Scene Network.
Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
We back from commercial break. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Urban Sports Scene Network. I'm going to let you continue the discussion first before I get into anything. Ray was talking about the last time the Detroit Lions won a playoff game.
You found it?
No.
Oh.
First, you have any?
Our commercial breaks are so fast.
I know.
We don't have time to find it.
Exactly.
We're going to have a statistician.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be nice, though.
It would be nice. It'd be nice to have somebody like run the board other than myself. I need to hire an intern.
2013 has been cursed. From a sports perspective.
2013 has been tough for me. I ain't going to lie. It's been tough year for me.
I'm talking about from a sports perspective.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant life.
Nah, man. From my sports perspective.
All right, what you mean?
Look at. I mean, parity is good. Don't get me wrong. But this year, anybody can win a Super Bowl. You go to the NBA, which we're heading to next.
No, we're talking NFL right now.
We're not?
Yeah, NFL.
Yeah, what is
NFL? NFL is after NBA, dude. I got to talk about other teams.
NFL is after NBA?
No, NFL right now, then NBA.
Oh, NBA is after NFL.
Yeah, you know what I mean? My bad. Yeah.
How come the Reds have to be totally separated from the rest
because of the team? Because we're a local team. It's a local team.
But so. This is on
the no, internet. No, but
yeah, anybody can listen.
But I make sure I promote that some local to play, my man. Demographic. And that's where the hits come from. People don't, you know, care about all the little sorry other things.
If you want to expand beyond the nation's capital, we have to talk more than the nation's capital.
I do, right here. This segment is usually about 20 minutes. Long enough.
We'll see. I'm timing it.
All right, go ahead, time it. All right, real quick.
Thanksgiving is a change.
All right, hold on. Before we get to the...
They haven't won a game.
So you found it.
04, 05.
You found it?
It's been. I couldn't find anywhere.
It can be. It can be. 04. It could not be 04 because hey, anybody in like 04.
As a matter of fact, anybody
it's
just
been at least.
If you listen to us, and you're on our Twitter, if you're on Twitter or on our Facebook page, please just tweet us or just Facebook us the answer to this hard question.
Inbox us, man. Facebook us. Did people say that?
Yeah, I say it. I don't even know what it means. I say it because I know. Like you say, you can tweet us. I know that you can tweet us. Do you? You know what I mean? Make a comment on Facebook, either or. Who cares?
I'm sorry, I'm breathing all in.
You all good? Real quick, anyway, the AFC, the last spot for the AFC wild card is like real. It's pathetic, actually. All the teams are like 5 and 6. For the
That's
last
what
spot.
I'm saying. 2013 is dismal.
Exactly. All right, which are the like the 5 and 6 teams do you feel will probably make the playoffs? You got the Ravens,
Pittsburgh.
The Ravens, Pitt. You got Ravens, Steelers, Jets, Titans, Dolphins, and Chargers.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
You're Pittsburgh? Why is that?
Experience.
All right.
Coaching, not the offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Even though he seems to be coming around and becoming more of a player's coach, but think about all the teams you just named. Yeah. Name the quarterback and name the coach. I don't want to hear about Baltimore. Flacco has been really blessed mm-hmm. in a way that we spoke of earlier yeah. in reference to Russell Wilson and others.
Uh-huh. Outside of the Chargers, the rest of them are pretty much mediocre at quarterback.
There you go.
Right.
So outside, if it wasn't for the Chargers playing in the AFC West. I probably would have picked them, but they're playing in the West, and going after the Broncos and the Chiefs is a little too much for them.
They beat the Chiefs already, and they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City.
They're
too far behind.
Yeah, they're too far behind.
Well, I will say this. I think the Chargers can make the postseason because of the play of Phillip Rivers, the resurgence of Phillip Rivers, and seriously. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I ain't going to lie.
I like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I thought he was done after last season, to be honest with you, and I'm a Phillip Rivers fan. And also – due to the fact they only have the Broncos. The Broncos out there going to lose that game because the Broncos is in Denver. So chances are they will lose that game. You get Kansas City in San Diego. So that's a chance that they can probably win that game.
Chance. He is no definitive.
Well, I know. I believe they will win that game in San Diego. I believe they will win that game.
Okay.
So, and then I believe most of the games down the stretch are at home. So they have a good opportunity to put a streak on because they're playing at home. The Steelers have been very inconsistent, though I do agree with you. If any team I'm looking at out of pedigree, I would go with the Steelers. But how I look at how the schedule lines up, I'm leaning towards San Diego more than the other teams.
Okay.
You know,
you're
I mean?
Wrong, but that's fine. I mean,
hey, you can call me wrong. I think I'm right. I believe I'm right.
If actually. One division gets three teams, then I'll be shocked.
It's a possibility.
I'm not saying it's not. I just said I will be shocked.
I mean, look,
it rarely happens.
The Dolphins are we can scratch them out. Or unless you believe in the Dolphins.
I don't.
Okay. You got the Jets. They don't look good. The Titans, that's not looking good either.
The only thing that'll help out the Titans is they play two terrible teams in their division. With the
That's
Jags
true.
And the Titans.
That's true.
I think home field advantage this season does not mean a whole lot.
It depends what team we're like the Cardinals are very good at but the Cardinals are real good at home.
This season.
Yeah, this season. Yeah. Seattle we already know. Seattle's good at home. It doesn't really matter.
Well, it's not like whether
the
weather comes into play.
The States are a prime example.
Oh, that's a dome. They have a different crowd. Than
gotcha.
San Diego is not a scary environment.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
And I think the Chiefs can beat them.
Well, this is my problem with the Chiefs to beat the San Diego team. The San Diego's going to score more than 20 points on that defense.
Can you actually see what their schedule looks like instead of speculating? I would love to know.
The Chiefs or San Diego?
The Chargers.
Well, right now, the Chiefs lost Justin Houston.
And Hollis. But how long?
That's going to help out.
Yeah.
Help out at least.
Well, right now it's definitely helping out Denver because
Denver always battles through injuries as well, though. Always.
I mean, that alone right there. You said what?
They play for the Chiefs.
That's the problem, I guess, right?
But right now, I mean,
I'm going, like I,
can
I, said,
see your, I can see your point, but I agree with Ray. I think Pittsburgh, the pedigree.
Okay,
the
team, I could be outside. It's cool.
The other thing is the division.
I'll be the outlaw.
I mean, look at their division. I mean, the Browns, I mean, you really they play good, but they're not going to be anyone you should be afraid of. Yeah. The Ravens. Pittsburgh says own pretty much the Ravens. All right.
So this is the Bengals. They got the Bengals next in San Diego. The Giants.
Okay, can they beat the Bengals?
They can beat the Bengals. The Bengals.
Is it a given?
Do you believe it? Is it a given? There's no givens in the NFL.
Exactly.
Other than the Jaguars.
The Giants. Don't laugh at the Giants.
The Giants only got on a winning streak when they played bad teams. Yeah, that's like the Giants' streak was so phony.
Let's see.
The Broncos. That's a loss. The Raiders in San Diego. That's a win. Okay, the buy tells me. And the Chiefs, the last game of the season.
Okay.
That Chief game may not even mean anything.
Yes, it will. You know why? Because the Chiefs and the Broncos are in a dead heat right now.
No, I'm saying depending on what the Broncos are doing. It may not be. The Broncos may lock it up. You know,
don't sleep on Oakland either. Seriously, Oakland comes to – I mean, you know, I don't like the fact that they're scheduled on Thanksgiving, but
– they come to play.
They do.
All right. In San Diego, I don't see it happening.
How far do they have to travel to get to San Diego? Not far.
Oakland is not that good.
Oakland's not. But
not,
saying,
we
San Diego,
need them.
San Diego is inconsistent.
With Matt Flynn.
Look at some of San Diego. San Diego. Who's the last team? I mean, who's one of the teams the Texans beat?
Did
San
they still
Diego.
Get hyphy
in San Diego.
Do they still get hyphy?
I don't know.
I don't want to get too far.
They may. I don't know. But you.
I was listening to Too Short yesterday.
That's what got you.
San Diego lost to Houston.
Yeah, but that was at Houston.
What about
Houston? San Diego.
No, that's what I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you. You're always wrong.
I was really sorry. That was the beginning of the season when they were actually good.
Let's talk about the Panthers. Let's talk about the Panthers. They're 8-3. Okay. And you was talking about, is Cam Newton elite as a quarterback, though?
Yeah, it's right. Right now, he's the second best. He's the second best quarterback in the NFC South.
I would say he's the second best black quarterback.
Who's the first?
I don't know. I think Andrew Luck might have a little brother in him.
Who is second best? He's the first best. He's the best black quarterback in the NFL. I won't lie. It is what it is.
Right now.
I'll take, like I said, his situation. I'll take him. He's his stats. If you compare him to Russell Wilson, it's better than Russell Wilson.
He has to do much more than Russell Wilson.
Huh?
He has to do much
exactly.
more.
Exactly. That's my point.
I wouldn't consider him elite. Like, to me, elite is when you do it for seasons, not
a couple games. Exactly.
Oh, I'm just
like,
saying. You know, do I think he's elite? No, I don't really think he's elite.
I think he's finally playing consistent.
Well, he's playing, honestly, the way he's playing, he's not playing for them because they have a good defense now. He's playing more conservative, to me, in my opinion. He's not as daring.
As reckless.
Yeah, he's not as daring. And I give him credit, finally, you signed all these running backs, now you're starting to use them more. You don't have Cam running all the time. So you're utilizing D'Angelo Williams, utilizing Tolbert. Is Stewart back?
No, they usually just go with
Tolbert and William Tolbert.
Because Tolbert can play the fullback and the running back.
So, in my opinion, no. I mean, I won't say he's an elite, but I think he's close. He's getting there.
Man, there was a guy that played for Carolina by the name of Jake Delhomme, and he actually led him to a Super Bowl.
You gonna compare him to Jake Delhomme, really? Is that what we're doing now?
Playing Carolina.
Is that what we're doing?
And they had a nice stretch.
Jake Delhomme?
Who cares?
Delhomme?
Cam Newton, the jury is still out.
You don't believe in Cam Newton?
Not at all.
Why is that, Ray? Explain. What turns you off about Cam Newton in terms of his play?
He hasn't been a winner yet since he's been in the league. He only played one real year of college football.
Okay.
And they barely won many games that season. Barely. His confidence grew as the season went on. But how long has it took him to get to this point? Why is that?
It's the maturation process of playing.
No, ball is he's a mental case.
Why is he a mental case?
This is why he couldn't be who Russell Wilson is, probably, because he doesn't listen. And he attacks his coaches.
I don't agree with that.
John Fox, where is he? Denver. Why is that? Because Cam Newton, you invested into a first-round pick. You had to keep him. Cam Newton has just been inconsistent.
I mean,
since he's
to
been
me,
all
right, to be,
this,
put
I,
this
mean,
way.
I hate this. And this is, I can't stand. Aaron Rodgers right now is not in the talks of one of the best quarterbacks in the history. But that year he had his little run.
I know.
He's one of the
best quarterbacks ever.
Come on, give us time, man. My gracious. It's the same thing with RG3 last season.
Yeah.
Mike Wilbon said he might be the best player in the NFL.
I said that too.
You can say that about Griffin. You can even say that about where they were. Yeah, I remember reading an article about Kaepernick, and they were saying he could go down as the greatest quarterback ever. When
exactly.
He can't even play a full season.
Don't get me wrong. Cam Newton's talent is – His work ethic.
I know.
Cam Newton is physically is. He's gifted. He's gifted beyond measure.
I would say this: Cam Newton is probably the NFL version of LeBron James as far as size, speed, power, strength, and skills.
Skills.
From, you know, a 6'6" quarterback who weighs like 250 that can run 4.4, 4.5. As far as an athletic build of having size, speed.
I got to get what you're going
he's
with.
He's got
it.
Culture on his side. I'm sorry to say that.
He's got culture.
Yeah, his race is it plays a role in that.
Who talking about?
The fact that he's fast.
He still wouldn't escape slavery. He wouldn't like that.
Because Terrell Pryor is similar. Terrell Pryor might be faster.
No, he is faster. That's his hands. He's faster.
That's what I'm saying. So that's not a big deal to me.
Terrell
was kind of fast.
Nah, he's not faster than Terrell Pryor, though.
Not at all.
Here you go. Stop it.
Man, the words of my man.
Stop it.
West Coast still a fan. Big Newton is inconsistent. Can't even get his voice no more.
He's been consistent, though. The season.
3-1-0, baby. Call that front of the radio. Yeah.
He's consistent now, though. He's consistent now.
Let's see what happens over a full season.
Thank you. His rookie season was decent.
Well, I mean, we won't forget, like, in the NFL back in the day when as a quarterback, it was a whole little thing. It's like you took time to become great. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody was great off the bat. Like,
greatness right
John
now.
Elway wasn't good his first
I'm not
two,
saying
three seasons.
He was, but he wasn't anointed after, like, 7 games.
I'll get you something. Okay,
that's
I did.
My whole problem.
Right now, they have lowered the expectation of elite and greatness. Last night, John Gruden was talking about all these people that were, he's great, 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 great.
Because they're doing a job.
Like, really?
They're doing a job.
He's trying to get a job. How about that? He's trying to get a job.
Well, obviously, I don't want the Redskins job because he's getting
get
on that.
A job. And he's the guy who coached a Tony Dungy team to the Super Bowl and told him what plays they're going to run so they can win.
Hey, I don't know. I can't call it.
So what do we find out in Week 12, though?
All right, Week 12.
You know the Redskins suck.
Why you got to go? Dang,
it's
dude.
It's been a while, man.
Dang. I always respect you as a Cowboy fan because you really don't go like crazy. The Redskins suck. You don't really do stuff like that because you know your team is like inconsistent.
Slim, I've watched at least 90% of Redskins games since 1988.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know everything about the Skins. Hell, I've even been to more training camps than I've been to Cowboy training camps with the Skins.
I heard Cowboy Stadium is like that. Because my boys went down there. They said it's like it's the best stadium in the NFL. That's what I've heard.
But what did we find out in Week 12?
All right, what did I find out in Week 12? Let's see. What did I find out? That
I think RG3's father has something to do with this whole conspiracy theory. That's one thing that we can guarantee.
I found that the Carolina Panthers are a legit Super Bowl contender.
No.
That's what I found out. That's what I found out. That defense is mean, and you got a quarterback who's willing to manage the game, and then when he needs to be clutch, he's clutch.
I want to see how they're going to do against New Orleans.
Oh, they'll beat New Orleans. They always compete against New Orleans, though.
No, they always beat New Orleans in Carolina.
Yeah.
Who cares? I want to see them on the road beat them.
New Orleans is nothing out. I mean, they're the same team.
Oh, come on. You just said they were.
No.
I mean that.
I didn't say it like that. I misspoke. Hold on, Ray. Before I catch you. What I meant was this team, New Orleans, is average at best, period. At home, they are like that. At home, they like that. But on the road, they're like any other sorry team in the NFL. I'm sorry. That team is terrible on the road.
No. That had nothing to do with my point. My point is I want to see him go and end in New Orleans.
That's not easy to anybody. That's hard for everybody.
I'm just saying.
I play like this. I think Carolina will take that division. They won game out.
They could.
That's not a strong division. That I won't have to worry about.
Greg Schiano and Mike Smith is coaching.
Sorry.
You don't like Mike Smith no more?
I never really liked Mike Smith, to be honest with you. He's too nice.
All right, what did you find out week three? Hold on, what did you find out week three? Week 12.
I told you this dude is burnt, man.
Week 12. It's been a long time.
I found
man.
Out that the Giants talked a lot of trash just to get.
Oh, you know. Cowboys perspective.
Yeah.
Here you go.
But no, I think right now is what I really did find out is that the AFC South sucks. As much as they talk about the NFC East, the AFC South sucks.
Yes,
because even the Colts, they're not as good as people keep saying. I mean,
even the NFC North sucks. Seriously,
everyone lost.
Everybody
and
sucks.
Most
divisions suck. That's just what it is. But
wait, right, your turn. Go ahead. What you find out?
That Tom Brady has Peyton Manning's number. Sorry, finally got admitted. As much as I love Peyton, I think Peyton's better. Tom Brady has his number.
No, I hate that game. That game annoyed
me. He has
a
number.
Me.
That is the most relevant thing just said, man.
That's real. That's the realest. That's the realest thing. You're right. I hate that you have that statement.
Why is that?
Because I can't stand when he has a good point, yeah. Because he always slices, he hypes it up. Like Ray hypes it up. That's a real statement. So far. Here you go.
It's the truth.
Here you go. It's a real statement. He had to shit coded. Like, he had to, like, hype it up so everybody could know. That's the real statement ever said so far.
Hey, it's the truth.
Sorry, the most relevant. I mean, I'm misquoting.
It's the most relevant statement so far.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that's
just because like
I mean, Brady's pretty much owned him his whole career.
That, but still, it's like the Pete Sampras Andre Agassi effect. We all like Andre Agassi.
But Pete Sampras had his number.
Exactly. Same thing with Nadal. He has Federer's number.
I like Nadal, though, so I don't
that,
like
Has that been like different? Anything you've ever seen with them before?
Well, this game was different, though. This game was different. It was 24-0.
This is Peyton Manning. This is what he did to the Buccaneers.
But you can tell, in that game, what annoyed me in that game was like, I'm amazed that you already know that Knowshon Reynolds is the better back. Why do you keep playing Monte Ball? Like, he's the better back. They're similar backs.
It's almost like they want to
play. Yeah, it is not like. My thing is not like Monte Ball is like a speedster and Marino is not. Like, they're the same running back. They're like the same running back in terms of
style. The day and age we live
in. And that fumble, I'm like, and you know he fumbled. And he is, I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about in terms of they're the same style of running back. One is better, obviously better at it. And my thing is like, why? You know this dude fumbles. This dude fumbles all the time. Like, Monte Ball's fumbled all the time so far, even preseason and regular season. You going to put him in that situation? Like, that's dumb. You might as well run to do Hillman. At least he's fast. It's a different back.
And here's a guy who played just as well as Monty Ballack's time. They stopped playing him because he fumbled.
Exactly. It's dumb. Anyway, real quick. Well, all right, going into week 13, name me some things that folks should know going to week 13.
What does that mean?
Like, going into week 13, what should folks know? Like, week 13. A prediction.
The Lions will end their tradition of losing on Thanksgiving because Discount Double Check is not playing, so they should be able to beat Green Bay.
Well, you can go next.
I'm not sure yet. Let me think about it first.
The reason why I said you should go next because I'm not sure myself.
And Dominican Sue is going to commit a personal foul against who's the quarterback for the Green Bay? Scott Tolson or Matt Flynn? He's going to commit a personal foul against him. And Megatron's going to turn into a turducken.
Oh my god, I gotta think about this.
See, this is the thing, that's a very broad question.
Yeah, that's one segment. We'll add this segment to it's usually three things.
It's a very broad time. I mean, yeah, what's gonna happen week 13? What's gonna happen? Yeah, but
there you go. Hey, you need to call what's Will's segment.
Here's what I was saying, and this isn't very specific,
go ahead, break it down.
We're gonna get a clear picture about what coaches are gonna stay and go following this week.
I like that. Name your coach.
Mike Shanahan. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, Mike Shanahan's going to be here next season.
Unfortunately.
Kubiak.
No. Seriously, Coughlin. Tom Coughlin is one. Seriously, Tom Coughlin is probably the main one for the simple fact you can't lose to Washington at home. You just can't. You can't.
He won't have to worry about that. I will say that. I will say that confidently.
This is the season to give, and Eli Manning is a giving individual.
Yes, he is. He is a giver.
I'm just saying. You know, London Fletcher's playing. Just throw it to whoever's over the middle.
Just throw it to whoever. It doesn't really matter.
David Boss.
It doesn't really matter.
Who's the daggone tight end?
You should pick up Shockey.
Jeremy Shockey.
Anybody can. I can catch up with London Fletcher. They can sign me a tight end this week. Wally's a good tight end. Actually.
I think I am.
He is.
Yeah, I am.
That's his natural position.
Natural position, dog. I was good, man. I was really good back in the day when I was.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin is one. Kubiak. That's not a shocker. Rex Ryan is another.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Ryan. I think he
saved his job though. I think he's done a good job.
He's not won in the past two, three seasons.
He's doing a decent job compared to what they thought he was going to do.
Man, look what he has on offense.
Look at his brother. You go home for Thanksgiving, that dude. He's in New Orleans. I'm sorry. He went to New Orleans. Yes. Something's wrong with that family.
Why is that?
Look at the hairdo. Everybody who wanted to be somebody on Halloween was Rex Ryan's brother. What is his name? Rob. That's his name. I'm sorry. I'm calling Rex Ryan's brother. For real. You watch NFL Network that day?
Nah.
You should see the Rob Ryan. Like, Google Rob Ryan. Halloween costumes, man. It was crazy.
They all dressed
up. Something's wrong with that dude, man. Something's wrong with both of them, man.
You stupid. Foot
fetishes and Mark Sanchez tattoos. I'm just saying, it's some screws loose in that household.
All right, I got one.
Buddy Ryan, what do you expect from him?
I
Buddy Ryan was like our height.
He was bald.
They had big sons. Something's not right
actually,
with that.
Actually, they're really not that. They're bigger than they're taller. They're kind of short.
I've never seen either one. They look tall on television, though.
Man, Mark Ingram looks like eye to eye with with Rob Ryan.
If Rob Ryan is short, that's even funnier to see in person. Like some khakis and a cutoff hoodie or whatever you wear.
I got one. All right, here you go. The Arizona Cardinals will tie the 49ers for second place in the NFC West. Hey, that's a good one for me.
Is it?
I think so. It's Carson Palmer, man. He's balling.
Guys will pick the games.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I could think of one. So that was the best one I had. Anyway, real quick, picks for week 13. Will is 14-14. Sucks, and I'm 20-12. I'm good. I'm real good. Because Will missed the last couple weeks, so I kept my whole record. I didn't care. So he's idle. I don't really care. So Packers
versus bye week.
So you're something like a half.
I'm like a half.
Something like 8.5.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. 6.5. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. It's okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So real quick, Packers Thanksgiving game. Packers versus the Lions.
Detroit, like you said.
Yeah, I already picked the Lions.
Yeah, Lions. We all in agreement. Steelers versus Ravens.
Steelers.
I'll go with the Steelers.
Oh, we all agreeing again. Steelers. Broncos versus the Chiefs. I think there's an easy one. It's in Denver. Kansas City.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Going with the Chiefs?
I'm going with the Broncos because their best pass rushers are hurt.
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos myself. Saints versus Seattle. This is so easy.
Where's the game? Seattle. Right?
Seattle, yeah.
Seattle.
Anyway, it's about time for another commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about the NBA like Ray wants to talk about, and a question, how valuable is Bradley Beal to the Washington Wizards? It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Urban Sports Scene Network. Get it?
It's full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Ryan Kerrigan is about to say a certain network, so I had to kind of X him out. Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Urban Sports Scene Network. Anyway, mentioned the NBA. Before the break, in the Washington Wizards, are 5-8 right now, and I believe right they're playing the Lakers.
They're going to beat them
at the moment. Yeah, the Lakers are 7-7. Surprisingly, without Kobe Bryant, see their better team without Kobe. Bradley Beal is out; he'll be out for the next couple of weeks. First, how does this affect the Washington Wizards as constructed right now?
Nothing. They're going to still be bad. What's the difference?
They 5-8. Didn't play all right.
Damn, 5-8 is losing.
No, that's the 8th spot in the East.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to hear that. Bradley Beal was becoming a knockdown shooter.
Yeah, exactly. He was.
You can't leave him open anymore.
I agree.
Can't leave him open anymore. He actually is becoming the leading playmaker on the team.
I wouldn't say the leading playmaker.
I'm sorry. Playmaker's the wrong word. Yeah. Because John Wall.
He sets everything up.
Yes, leading. He's the go-to guy.
Yeah, scoring. Yeah, that's the truth. Bradley Beal's averaging 20 points a game. He's definitely impressed me. And I was negative on him.
You got to rest him. You have to rest him for the simple fact that DC has a history of mismanaging injuries.
That's true. This is the Gilbert Arenas thing all over again. It could be
Gilbert Arenas.
Is it this RG3 thing all over again?
Strasburg. A lot of people.
A lot of hype, like, you know, Strasburg, RG3. So is Bradley Beal going to be Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Albert Haynesworth, you know.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You got the condition tests and stuff.
Well, like Ray said, Bradley Beal's become a knockdown shooter. That's a given. And honestly, his ball handling has improved compared to last season.
He looks like Derwin Davis. He does.
He does.
Does he have a melody?
He looks like Derwin Davis.
Derwin Davis got traded to Baltimore.
For blue.
He rushed in blue.
Because it's messed up. He just got traded to Baltimore for blue.
I don't even watch a show like that anymore.
I don't either.
I like the old shows. Like, is it me? I like the old games. Like, the dude, Malik, I'm put you to bed. Like, shows.
I didn't like any of it.
You really like the old ones? Are you serious?
I didn't like anything, to be honest.
Like, with Sister Sister?
No.
You didn't like her? Oh, she's so bad. I'm sorry.
Man, I watch Instant Mom.
You watch that too?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's on Nickelodeon. She on it.
When you have a kid, that's what you watch.
Yeah, I'll be watching that. It's come on. What time does that come? It comes a little later though.
Like 10 o'clock.
It comes at like later night.
Yeah, she looked good too. She looks real good. Anyway,
light skin fetish.
We can move on. Derwin. Dang, I'm calling him Derwin. Bradley Beal. We don't have to spend too much time discussing these injuries.
All
right, it's the right move to sit him down. All right, he's just sore, really, though.
So with looking at what Ernie Grunfeld has done, then he's drafted Bradley Beal. He's drafted John Wall. Should he get credit? He's got a lot of negative.
No, you
got not a lot of people that should get Bradley Beal.
It was a luck of the ping pong balls with John Wall. Bradley Beal was.
But some folks thought he should get somebody. They thought he should have probably got Harrison Barnes. So, I mean.
I'm with him. I still take Harrison Barnes about to do it over. I don't care what you say. Bradley Beal, trust me, he's been good. And you had to go for a shooter. You have to gamble. But he just gambled on.
But you won't give him credit for that?
Jan Vesely.
Okay, Jan Vesely. So, that's atrocious. But yes. But you won't give him credit for Bradley Beal? Like, I would give him credit for Bradley Beal. I'm not an Ernie Grunfeld fan either, but I give him credit for Bradley Beal. Because I thought he should have got Harrison Barnes. I thought it was a dumb draft.
Is this a Bradley
Beal
question or Ernie Grunfeld?
It's a little bit of both.
Because Bradley Beal, while I like him, I still wouldn't draft him. I don't care what you say.
So you wouldn't get Ernie Grunfeld credit for drafting him?
No.
Even though you would have had Harrison Barnes with Bradley Beal's stats. If you're looking at stats alone, is outperform Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, yeah.
You play with Curry and you play.
Huh? No, I like it. I blame Golden State for not having Harrison Barnes shine this season after what you saw what he did in the postseason. The postseason, he fried.
And in the what?
In the postseason.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm not. But that's because of Steph. So let's not give him credit for that.
I'm not giving him credit.
Okay.
Saying,
don't do that now.
Most rookies choke or most.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
In the postseason.
No, I agree. But
including a young Carmelo Anthony.
He balled. Don't get me wrong. He balled. I'm giving Harrison Barnes balled in the postseason. Absolutely. I'm just telling you. Don't
he's from where?
No, cannot.
Exactly.
But don't give him credit for getting to the postseason. Like, he's going to.
No,
like
I'm not saying. I'm just saying he performed in the postseason. All right.
Just,
postseason.
All right, just make sure.
Bill, if they get to the postseason and he steps his game up, that's
right.
What's up.
All right. I mentioned the Lakers. Right now, the Lakers, they're playing the Wizards. But also, they made news. They extended Kobe Bryant to a 2-year deal worth about $48.5 million. Do you think the Lakers made the right move to extend Kobe Bryant? Right. If they're about winning championships.
It's an expensive thank you card. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with winning.
Okay.
They're afraid to cut him loose. That's
my thing
is
like,
are
you cut, you got rid of Shaq when he was pretty much done, when you knew he only had a couple years left. I didn't say done, he had a couple years left. And you just felt like you needed to go in a new direction. Why can you do this with Kobe Bryant?
Shaq didn't start his career there.
That's
the main reason.
Okay.
I mean, you never heard of 20 seasons in one city.
Yeah, that's true.
You never heard of that.
But
Kobe
you know what?
The first.
As a historic Laker fan who's
Kobe
Laker
will be
fan
the Laker
for,
coach in about 10 years.
I would hope not. As a guy, and I can't.
No,
stand, no, I would not.
He'll be the GM.
He'll be something.
Well, he's not going to be.
All right. Well, he is.
He
is the franchise. Mitch Kupchak wants his job. We need Mitch Kupchak.
They're going to do to Kobe what they used to do for Magic. If they need a coach, come here.
There you go.
If they need
I'm
a person in the front
you.
Office, come here. If they need a commentator, come here.
There you
he
go.
He can be a commentator.
He might come out of retirement just like Magic.
I don't need him coming back. All right.
When
so,
Bradley Beal is playing for the Lakers.
Nick Young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick Young. But no, I'm saying, like, I mean, being a Laker fan, they usually don't. What about winning championships? If there's a chance to win a championship, if Kobe's on your team and he's the lead dog, he's the alpha male. You're not going to get a person like – you hear people talking about, like, they're going to try to get Melo. They're going to try to get LeBron. There's no way LeBron's coming to play with Kobe. There's no way – I'll give you Melo because Melo and Kobe may have – they have a decent relationship. But I still don't see that because Melo's going to want his shots. You can't – for them to win, you're not going to have Melo – having Melo and Kobe on the same team is not a winning formula.
Man, it's a fight waiting to happen.
Yeah,
it's
not a winning
formula. Once
the ball
gets Melo handed, it ain't coming
back. So, in my opinion – By giving Kobe a 2-year extension, the Lakers aren't thinking about the banners up in the
they
tables.
Are.
They're not thinking
yeah,
about the
are.
Banners.
Yeah, they are. Listen here. Listen here.
Break it
you
down.
Finish. I don't care where they finish.
Yeah.
They will have the flexibility to move up. Jabari Parker, that's a selling point for somebody like him to go play with Kobe. I'm serious. Jabari Parker.
For Duke?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to leave, though. I told you that already off the record.
The Lakers – All right, if Kobe comes back, this is my issue.
If Kobe comes back, I still think
they may not be a lot of
top AC though.
Oh, they could be a AC.
Huh?
They could be AC.
But I just said I don't care where they end up.
Okay.
If the season is tanked, if they are first round exit, in their 8 versus San Antonio.
Yeah.
Why not trade up and get you a young phenom versus spending a ton of money?
But how can you trade up?
You can use your draft pick, and they have a ton of young players on their team that they can use.
But to get your first pick.
to get you a top you, a lottery
you
pick?
You give them a few picks. You give them your number one pick.
Yeah, who else?
Plus a future.
Who's a future? And who's a player?
Plus, really
or no, or number two pick, whatever. Any picks.
All right, you can
put picks in with it. You can give them.
This is my only argument to your point, Ray. The only argument to your point is that this draft is too thorough that a team is not going to be willing to trade down. Yeah, they're not going to be willing to do that.
What if
the Lakers don't even have the collateral? Like, to me, the Lakers don't even have the collateral
to
pull at all.
Like,
Xavier Henry, that's the best young player they have in terms of talent.
Joni Meeks is good.
That's not give you nothing. That is not bring you nothing. That's Crick Hodges. You want to trade Crick Hodges?
Nick Young is good.
Come on, really?
What's my name for West Virginia?
West Virginia.
He's
not on the team anymore.
All right. Shut up.
Butler?
Yeah, they
don't have anybody. That's the problem with the Lakers. That's the issue with the Lakers. They don't have anybody to even do that. That's my issue with the whole Kobe thing.
If the Lakers
are
smart, why don't you trade Kobe?
Truth be told, they should. That's not going to happen.
Too much money.
They should tank the season. They should tank the season.
That's
they
my
should.
Thing.
I mean, if they really want to win, tank the season.
Trade Steve Nash.
They should do that. He's done. Have you seen him play?
He's been done.
No, I mean, he's really done. Like, he's historically done. Like,
he's been done.
Yeah, he's something special. Anyway, go to the Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose is out for the season. Do you feel like this is the whole Tim Duncan thing? Like, the Bulls can be bad enough that they can pick up a first pick overall? Because they don't have Nate Robinson leaning on. They don't have Bellinelli, name to lean on anymore. So
come on, man. Besides ESPN points,
that's the truth. I'm not listening to ESPN.
I'm not saying you did, but that's all the points.
Well, damn, I'm good. I'm real good. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, but people don't want to hear redundancy.
Hey, who cares? They listen to me.
No. No, they're going to trade Booz or Dame. Bottom line,
that
they
too.
Have
so you have an opportunity to like
them to the Lakers for collateral. Then the Lakers have something in the year. Because seriously, Dame going to play with Kobe would work. Yeah. And then Dane's contract expires at the end of the season.
That's true. Freeze money up.
Yeah, but you can't trade him for
it. Well, y'all about freeing money, though. Trying to free money is not a big deal.
I would trade him and Boozer. Why not just blow the team up, keep Noah? Because Noah is somebody you need on your team. He can be like the heart and soul of your team, even though he's not a scorer. But he fills every role. You know what I mean? He's a Kevin Faried, the older version.
I hate Noah.
Noah's a good Reggie Evans. He is. Brook Lopez is good.
That's fair.
Brook Lopez is good for his team. For real.
That's fair.
Need a workhorse. You need one. Emeka Okafor, who has some type of craziness with him, basically.
He has craziness with him.
Okafor is lacking. That's why he goes from team to team.
You want a tough guy who at least.
If you had a boring Joakim Noah, he'd been on eight teams too.
Is just
like Shane Battier, a nice guy who can do it all.
Yeah, he's a real.
He's
nice
going to get traded everywhere.
I like Shane Battier. He's a nice guy.
But Joakim Noah, he can change your team.
Joakim Noah will be a Bull for life?
No,
he won't.
Probably not.
He'll be traded.
But in the Derrick Rose era, he will be there. You gotta have him.
He's pretty much Derrick Rose's
timid.
Enforcer.
He's timid. Yeah, exactly.
I would love for that dude to get traded.
He's Derrick Rose's enforcer. Well, with Derrick Rose. Keep getting injured these back-to-back seasons. Do you trade Derrick Rose if you got
It's only a meniscus tear.
Parker's from Chicago.
Yeah, it's only a meniscus tear. He'll be all right. I mean, I like the way he's handling. I like the way they handle his injuries, though. I'm gonna lie. I love it. Missed the whole season because some folks have rushed back. He just missed the whole season. That's good.
I mean, it's two straight years.
This is like,
what did I always say on this show? You cannot build a championship around a point guard. Bottom line, just doesn't happen.
Magic Johnson.
Look who he played with.
He was like 7 feet.
Matt Johnson won
and that's back then when the same two teams.
First his resurrection.
To this day, I don't know how the Lakers even got Magic Johnson.
I mean, because they weren't saw the year before. They weren't saw the year before.
That's
I know.
What I'm saying. That's irrelevant. Magic Johnson's a 7 foot point guard.
I know, but he's still a point guard. You answered the question. Nah, don't throw
Isaiah.
Don't look for loopholes.
No, we said Magic and Isaiah with the exceptions back then.
You can't do that. It's not fair.
In today's modern game.
Today's modern game.
You can't. Even Chris Paul is not an option to win a championship. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Chauncey Billups did with the Detroit Pistons.
He didn't build a team around him. That was a collaborative effort.
But he was the Finals MVP as a point guard.
No, he wasn't the centerpiece
of
your
team.
Hey,
you asked me a question.
That's why John Wall will never lead the Wizards to a title. But all we want is playoff contention.
And I answered it.
No.
We just want to get in the tournament.
It's a definitive point. It doesn't
work. You hear
that,
Eastern Shore? We just want to get in the tournament.
It doesn't work.
The tournament?
I'll take NIT. I take the NIT.
Truth be told, if a MEAC team gets to NIT, that's an accomplishment. That's probably a bigger accomplishment getting to the tournament.
No, not anymore. Because they expanded the field.
Yeah, they did.
It's like the NCAA tournament. Yeah, they have a whole selection process. Like, MEAC team was like a number 3 seed in there last year.
Are you serious?
It's got a number 2 seed. Yeah.
It was a top seed.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I want to say Norfolk or
Norfolk, yeah. I think somebody was. Yeah, one of them two were a top 2 seed in it. Or top 3 seed in the NIT. So that doesn't matter. But
we'll get on.
Derek,
we are, really are.
Yeah, no. Derek Rose, when he comes back, if healthy, he's obviously going to, you know, produce. Maybe not at the level he did in his MVP season, which everybody continues to bring up, which is years ago. That's the past. You got to move on.
That's true.
But what pieces do you put around him? Look at the difference with J.J. Redick on the team, with shooters on the team in L.A. this year. It's a big difference. Chris Paul doesn't do as much.
Yeah, J.J. Redick is a great shooter, knockdown shooter.
It is what it's the truth.
Speaking of a point guard on a struggling team, Deron Williams is on the Nets. The Nets are, I believe, like 3-10. Are you surprised or disappointed at the start of the Brooklyn Nets?
Not surprised, not disappointed.
I'm very surprised. You said what?
Light-skinned guys don't make good coaches.
Oh, my God.
We had just
– Doc Rivers. Isn't Doc Rivers light-skinned?
His kids are very light.
We have met the Dan Snyder of basketball. He does not know what he's doing.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he's doing. All he's going to do is spend money.
Don't you want to own it like
that? This is Steve Spurrier right here.
Don't you want to own it like that? I like owners to spend money.
It's a difference. You have to spend money wisely.
There's a difference between George Steinbrenner and Dan Snyder.
When Pat Riley had a checkbook, he wouldn't actually sign LeBron James and Chris Bosh. He didn't sign Kevin Garnett on his last leg and Paul Pierce on his last leg.
All right, this is the issue. This is the reason why I lose.
Exactly. Deion Sanders. Name somebody. Go ahead, Fish.
Albert Haynesworth.
Mark Curry.
Dan
Anna Marcelletta.
Mark Curry.
Bruce Smith. Shall we go on?
Don't do Bruce Smith. Don't do that to me. I hate that dude. Don't do that to me. Do not do Bruce Smith. I hate that dude.
I mean, who hit the
I ain't never seen one dude just to play for a sack. I ain't never seen a dude just ran for a sack and not a running back ever. If the running back had the ball, he was still running for a quarterback.
He gets paid to get sacked.
He won the record. The dude who played football for a record.
Michael Strahan paid Brett Favre to slide into him. What's the difference?
Sad. Just,
he turned that into a.
That is so sad.
The Brooklyn Nets have a bad owner though. Just to get back. I'm sorry.
I hear you. But no, to me, like for the Nets, it's because to me,
Jay-Z put that whole secret society curse.
Go ahead. Because Deron Williams really has stepped up as a point guard, like I thought he would. He's not even really on. Like maybe there used to be that comparison with him and Chris Paul. That's not even a comparison anymore. Deron Williams is
Russell Westbrook now.
Yeah. Deron Williams is just falling to the wayside. And
literally.
He's
all overweight.
Is he overweight?
He's like the old Illinois.
Is he? Is he overweight? He's gaining weight?
He came in this season lighter than he was last year. But he became pleasantly plump last season. No, he wasn't the old Deron Williams. Nah. He wasn't that bad. But
the jaw broke.
He wasn't. Utah Deron Williams either.
Yeah, so I mean, if they got Utah Deron Williams, this team would go. This team would go.
You got paid, man. That's what happens when you get paid. And see, physically, he's breaking down because he used to be overweight. That's what happens. Those of us who were once overweight, you know, our bodies feel the effects from that.
That's true. I mean, that's live.
So I'm relating to him. Yeah. But no, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett's not motivated anymore.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm telling you.
Listen here. He's like Pernell Whitaker. You can still talk a good one. You can't move anymore. It's not going to work. Floyd Mayweather will never be Kevin Garnett. I'm telling you. Kevin Garnett doesn't even intimidate anybody anymore. LeBron doesn't even respond to them. They talk so much about LeBron. He's like, so what? You mad because you didn't do what I did.
That's
and
true.
And now you're just angry and you can't move. It's sad to watch, to be honest with you. Paul Pierce, he couldn't move 2 years ago.
Paul Pierce, to be honest with you, I feel like this situation for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett was a blessing because they didn't have to do that much work. You got Joe Johnson, you got Deron Williams, you got Brook Lopez. What work do you have to do? Paul Pierce and Boston have to do a lot of ISO play.
When injuries arise, you have to do something.
Not really.
Secondly,
now as a role player,
when your coach is your friend,
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Intramurals, right, Fish? that's what happens.
Everyone doesn't get to play.
Yeah. Everybody should not play.
And you know what? That's what's happening right now. The problem begins with their coach,
yeah.
Which I've never understood. A guy who played last year, becoming a coach.
I'm a fan of kids. You will never hear me.
That's not fair, though.
You will never hear me.
It's not fair.
No, Jason Kidd.
Listen, here's another thing. Here's another thing. There is a rare type of cancer, and it's called Andre Blatch. You do not allow that man on your team, and not think your team isn't going to go down.
He's going to drag the bench
with him.
He's just a curse.
It doesn't matter who Humphries. To be honest with
you. He's a curse. He's a curse. It doesn't matter how he's playing or how – he's a curse. He's negative. Andre Blatch, watch sucks. Anyways, but the segment Ray made up is about to go hard in the paint. Yeah, you made it up this time.
I go hard in the –
That is old, but it's a great segment, though. Well, I'm going to let you go first.
Is my mic on?
It's on. So you go first. It's your segment.
Okay.
Because I got nobody. Listen here.
Well, I'm sorry. The Knicks play Portland. I'm rolling with Damian Lillard, even though that's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
But what a better way to have a good game than play the Knicks, who are playing no defense right now and who need a new coach.
All right, I'm gonna go second. I'm gonna jump off that one, and I'm gonna go on the Knicks. I'm gonna go with Tim Hardaway Jr. He's been very impressive. He knocked down three ball. I'm telling you, eventually he's gonna be in the starting lineup. That kid's gonna be an all star. Teams will be mad they passed up.
He's
on
nice.
They'll be mad at you. Especially when
college get to it.
I'm gonna go hard in the paint by saying I don't watch the NBA. I just keep up with it through SportsCenter because. But I will give a shout out to Ernie Gruffield for holding down Bernard King. I seen the Ernie.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah, was it good?
He held him down, but he turned Bernard King into a drunk. I didn't know.
Bernard King was a drunk.
Yeah, he was a drunk. Well, really? I don't want to say Bernard King was a drunk, but you know, he used to say he should like sit by.
I think it's hilarious how they talk as if the Wizards bullets have a rich history. It's great to see
because they won like one championship.
It's great to see them bring back the old guys and just the various eras of Wizards Bullets basketball. Who is there? I don't even include Earl Pearl really.
I know
he didn't have his best seasons here.
Not at all. They always like to
go. Man, Lidell Echols.
His slow spin move.
I mean, Chris Webber get a call? Probably not.
No, you said Lidell Echols. That's Lidell
Echols.
Lidell Echols.
Jeff Malone.
Mitchell Butler. You the man. You the
never nervous person.
Tom McElvain. Yeah, man. I don't understand who was the GM back
then.
Brent Price.
We had both of the prices.
Yeah, we had
the prices.
Mark, the price is right.
George Mirasson. Where is he at?
Who else? Kevin Duckworth.
He died. Don't.
I know. I'm not making Kevin Duckworth. I'm talking about who we had. I'm not. Insulting to death.
Yeah, you man. Are.
That's
what we're doing. We're being insulting about the bad franchise.
You know what? I take that back. You're correct.
You know what? When you've been stuck with that for years, what else do you have to do?
Who else was on those terrible teams? Oh, Michael Adams. Michael Adams.
Greg Chapman.
He was an all star too. That's sad.
Tom Gugliotta.
Tom Gugliotta was like that though. When he left.
we had a lot of people who would.
I thought Rex
Calvin Cheney was.
I would not lie. The way this area sites Lido Echoes, I thought that dude was like that. The way the announcers, because I have cable, so they made it stand like Lido Echoes was an all star.
Man, Lido Echoes was like
he would drop
DC
like 21 games.
Lorenzo Alexander
of the microwave, Vinny Johnson.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because he would drop 20.
That's horrible. That's giving him too much pub right there. People know who Vinny Johnson is outside
of course, that's true.
DMV. Nobody knows who Lidell Echols is.
Doug Overton.
Another example. And now we have Garrett Temple.
That is horrible. Seriously. He's
playing good this season.
You can say what you want to.
He is.
Doing what?
I like him.
Doing what?
He's hitting his jump shot. He's taking better shots. Shot selection is much better.
Eric Manning never plays over Eric Manning. They play him over Eric Manning, which annoys me.
Eric Manning's had turnover issues.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, it's about time to wrap and show up. We're talking about the Bullets. Not even the Wizards. We're talking about the Bullets. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show, folks.
Cue the song up, man.
I'm about to. Oh, I wish I had that song.
You used to.
Did I put it on the show once, though? Did I really? All right. Anyway, I appreciate the folks who listened to us live. We will have the recorded show on the wildo.podbean.com website. So make sure you listen to it there. Again, I want hits. I'm all for hits. So give me hits, please. Thank you. Anyway, you can also listen to us on iTunes, Twitter. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can look our stuff up on Twitter and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at
change.da.game6@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening to us. We appreciate it. Stay blessed. Doses.